little chef testimony moment. This morning I'd like to introduce Miss Delene Holliday, who's going to share with us about eating rights for sustaining and how that also leads into her faith.
Some of you know that I run marathons, and so to prepare for a marathon and to do something like that, you know, whether it's a race that you're looking to do, a project, or just finding God's purpose in your life, doing that, it all starts with a decision. Everything starts with a decision. Before you even take that first step, you have to make your mind up. You have to set your mind, and you have to decide that this is what I'm doing. You know, it says in Joshua 24:15, choose you this day who you will serve. You know, and you have to do that. And you have to do that on a daily basis. You have to choose every day to get up and to do what you need to do to fulfill your purpose, to prepare for the race, for anything like that. You know, and the commitment to doing that. In 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, I have done my best in the race. I have run the full distance, and I have kept the faith. And, you know, at the end of the race, you can say that. I have, you know, prepared for this race. I have run the full distance, and I have crossed that finish line. So, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, God's word teaches us everything we need to know for preparing for races. But the decision is the biggest step that you'll take, and it's the most important. Let's see. Success and finishing your project, your race, finding your purpose is all done with action. You have to pay the price with actions in your life. In Corinthians 2:24, this is the real goal, because, you know, take it seriously when you decide to run, when you decide to do something that God wants you to do. Take it seriously, because there is a prize to be had when you're done with doing what God, you know, whether it's a soul that's won, or if it's crossing that finish line, or if it's a beautiful garden that you've planted, you know, there's a prize to be had, and for paying that price. So, you know, it's very serious. Step two is going to be in your preparation, and this is going to take the longest part of your time, is in preparing, whether you're preparing for the race, whether you're seeking God for your purpose, or you're, you know, preparing for a prize. And to me, when I prepare, one of the most important things is filling my body with, in a race, is filling my body with the proteins that I need so that my muscles don't get ate up trying to create energy and stamina and endurance while I'm in the race. I'm filling up with proteins, whether it's a protein shake or if it's a protein bar like he created, or if it's, you know, just in meats and in vegetables. Finding those proteins and filling those muscles up so that they're full, they're strong, they're ready for when I need them to be ready. And to me, in my spiritual life, it's filling me with the Word of God, being sure that I read, being sure that I know the Word, because then when I need it, when I have a time of trouble or a time of stress or a time of need, I can call upon that Word. I can invoke that Word. I can, you know, command things with the Word of God. And, you know, let's see. Oh, my glasses are right in my back. I was just thinking, Mike, where's my glasses? you know, in preparation, you have to make a plan, and you have to commit to follow that plan. Like I said, every day you have to commit. Every day you have to decide to continue with that plan and to be in process with that. Endurance, I looked it up, and it said the ability to withstand pain or hardship, the ability to strengthen, to continue despite fatigue, stress, or other conditions or adversity. And it's in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, run the best race of faith and win the eternal life for yourself. Perseverance is steadfastness in doing something despite difficult or delayed in achieving results or success. And in Hebrews 12:1, it says, let us run a race with perseverance, the race that is set before us. God has a race for every one of us. God has a purpose for every one of us. We just have to seek it and find it. success in a race or in anything you do is usually realized when your preparation meets with an opportunity, and then the results happen. So always be prepared. And to me, that's in running the race. You know, there's more preparation that goes into actually race time. I will prepare months and months. Actually, I prepared an entire year before I ran my first marathon, and the actual marathon only took me less than 5 hours to run. So you know, I prepared all that time. It only took me 5 hours to run, and then I was done. And then it was like, wow, okay, that was awesome. But what's next? And I used what he had built in me and what he had developed me to do to continue to help others. Because you can't teach anything, you can't pour into anyone else anything that you have not already experienced, done, or know. So, you know, I use that to help others. Always be preparing, because you never know when an opportunity is going to arise. So that's why I say always be feeding on the word. Always be worshiping and praising, setting a mindset that you can be willing and be ready to prepare. Matthew 4:4, it says, we do not live on the bread alone, but on every living word of the God of our fathers. And it says, you know, we don't live just on that. And the word is a sword for us too. So we build our strength through the Lord. We build our strength through his word. And, you know, this is your race. Because once you've crossed that finish line, you may not be next to the same people that you started the race with, or that you started your journey with. You may not be next to the same people, but this is your race. This is you, and you can't compare yourself to someone else. Am I saving as many souls as them? Am I preaching? You can't compare yourself, because your purpose that God has for you is your purpose. And only you can fulfill that, because we were created very uniquely. He created every one of us for one purpose, and that is your purpose. I can't fulfill your purpose. You can't fulfill mine, and I have to seek mine out to fulfill it. But constantly having your protein, having your strength in the Lord through reading the word and everything is what is so, so important.